Please consider the following established facts. In 1879, Gilbert and Sullivan composed Modern Major General for the comic opera Pirates of Penzance. In 1959, Tom Lehrer parodied Modern Major General in a song about the chemical elements called The Elements. In 2010, the CBS sitcom The Big Bang Theory featured an episode in which Sheldon Cooper sings The Elements in a drunken state. Also in 2010, Daniel Radcliffe, best known for portraying Harry Potter, sang The Elements in its entirety on Britain's The Graham Norton Show. Daniel was not drunk. Steve Goody is a huge fan of Harry Potter and of The Big Bang Theory. Steve Goody has written a parody of the parody The Elements entitled The Big Bang Theory Song.
There's Kutrapali, Wallowitz, and Hofstadter, and Cooper. They're geniuses and physicists and whizzes with computers. Sheldon is a freak of nature, Howard rides a scooter. And everyone but Sheldon is obsessed with ladies' hooters. Sheldon is a genius and he spends his extra time enjoying things like quantum physics, model trains, and punking Stephen Hawking. He finds lesser human beings very disappointing. And all his friends agree he's quintessentially annoying. Leonard's just as smart as Sheldon with the added attribute of having normal human needs like a semi-normal hetero dude. He's nerdy and he's dorky and he can't have lactose in his food. His mother wrote a book about his every stinky poopy poo. Across the hall's a waitress who works at the Cheesecake Factory. She came here from Nebraska. She's an actress, well, a wannabe. And Leonard is in love with her, though she is not a PhD. Her name's Penelope, although her last name is a mystery. Sheldon cannot stand it when his girlfriend even touches him. While Raj is so damn desperate, he makes out with his dog Cinnamon. And Amy Farrah Fowler wants a physical relationship. And Wallowitz would do it with a chicken if it had some lips. Amy friended Penny, although Penny ain't the brightest. Sheldon has the biggest brain, though you could not say it's politest. The chances that he'll procreate are amongst the very slightest, cause pigs will fly the day he tries a bit of that coitus. Bazinga. Howard married Bernadette and moved out of his mother's house. He's been up in orbit where he never should have been allowed. He wrote a song for Bernadette when things had started going south. He sang to her in quarantine, and that's what nerdy loves about. Bernadette gets kinda crazy when she is competing. Stay out of her way if there's a chance that she'll be beaten. And while we're on the subject of the needs these nerds are needing, Sheldon throws a hissy fit if in his spot you're seating. Sheldon Cooper and Amy Farrah Fowler have a contract about holding hands and valentines and frequency of lip contact. Someday maybe they might make it halfway to the sack, and it'll all start with a big bang!